This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Could there be a heating oil shortage in New England as things get colder? It's about how the pipelines run, but some are also blaming what's called the Jones Act, which requires cargo transferred between U.S. ports use U.S. ships. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The Jones Act, officially the Merchant Marine Act of 1920, is fundamentally a protectionist measure. It requires ships bringing goods between U.S. ports to have been built and owned by Americans and run with U.S. crews.
The Jones Act protects the U.S.'s ability to have a base capacity to support maritime trade.
Gerald Morrissey is a partner at Holland & Knight in D.C. He says the law keeps the country's shipyards and merchant marine in business, and he says they have a pretty loud voice in Washington. So what about a temporary waiver that would allow non-U.S. ships to transport heating oil to the Northeast? Morrissey says that's not an easy ask.
A waiver is truly exceptional under the Jones Act.
He says a waiver normally requires proof that the shipping restrictions would harm U.S. national defense. Now, some say forget a temporary waiver. Let's just get rid of the Jones Act altogether. Colin Grabo at the libertarian think tank Cato Institute is one of them.
The law is not working. So let's scrap this and let's do something that actually works.
He says the domestic shipping industry is too small to compete on the global stage. And when heating oil needs to be shipped to other parts of the country, there shouldn't be restrictions to prevent it. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.